October 14, 1912. All that Jesus does in his chosen souls is eternal and not subject to death. Finding myself in my usual state, I was lamenting with Jesus about my poor state, saying, "How can I benefit from the many graces that you gave me in the past? You even crucified me with yourself. What's the benefit, if now everything is over? And Jesus, my daughter, what are you saying? What? Nothing can benefit you, everything is over? False. You deceive yourself. Nothing is over and everything benefits you. You must know that everything I do to the chosen souls is sealed with the seal of the Eternal One, and there is no power that can take the work of my grace away from the chosen soul. Therefore, all the operations I have made to your soul exist, have life in you, and give you continuous food. Did I crucify you? The crucifixion exists, and it exists for as many times as I crucified you. Many times I delight in working within the souls and to put things in storage. Then I renew my work without taking away what I have done before. Therefore, how can you say that nothing benefits you and that all is over? Ah, my daughter, the times are so sad that my justice reaches the point of rejecting the chosen souls who would take the lightning upon themselves, preventing it from falling on the world. These are the dearest victims of my heart, and the world forces me to keep them almost inactive. But this is not their lack of activity since, being in my will, they do everything, while it seems that they do nothing. Rather, they embrace immensity and eternity, but the world, from its own wickedness, does not enjoy the effects of this.